Those with an interest in the matter have been given an insight into just how decisions were made in recent years at one of this country's financially troubled statutory corporations. They got that opportunity when Parliament's Public Accounts Committee, chaired by the Leader of the Opposition, continued to look into the operations of the state-owned Transport Board under the last DLP administration. The basis for this examination was a report by the Auditor General, Lee Trotman, who was among those questioning the former chairman of the board, Anthony Wiltshire.
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Wiltshire, the report essentially was about assessing the performance of the Transport Board over a five-year period. You were chairman at the time. Various aspects of the report would indicate that the whole issue of the bus availability went down to 50. The revenues were declining rapidly. 2014, it was about $41 million, and by 2018, it was about 26. The ridership or the amount of trips were 21 million in 2013-14, and the Transport Board was going down about 2 million, losing about 2 million trips per year. So overall, it didn't appear that the performance of the Transport Board was pretty dismal over the period in which you were chair. So you want to give us some sort of idea as to what you think, that it was going in the direction it was going. I know that the board would have done some efforts because we have a whole chapter three, in terms of different things that you would have done to improve the operations of the Transport Board. Nevertheless, the Transport Board was going downhill pretty quickly, and over the same period, the Transport Board would have gotten like $200 million in subsidies and about another $170 million in revenue. So about $400 million or so, the Transport Board would have had at its disposal over the five-year period or what, four or five-year period. Yet still, all the indicators were heading downwards. Do you want to give an idea as to what you think so?
I will not hazard a guess. I think that is for the financial controller. She will know what money's went out, how much, and what they were spent in the various sums. So I won't be able to answer you adequately on that.
Refer
that to her.
No problem. We were not just talking about finances, though. We were talking about the whole issue of the operational efficiency of the operation as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but I am the one of the chairman. I go there once. Well, I keep meetings once a month. I am not employed by Transport Board.
Right.
So there have to be the manager, the various the general manager, and the various kinds of managers.
So tell me something, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Wiltshire. In terms of the board and its function, you were the chairman of a previous board, you were the chairman of the Transport Board. So what would you thought was the function of the board? I just want to make sure. And if you thought that you had at your disposal as the board, the resources, whether it's management, operational, whatever, what do you see yourself as trying to achieve?
Normally, a chairman has to carry out the policy of the government.
Sure.
Good. And when you go to an institution, you put in the hard work, you do your utmost to get it turned around. I must remind you, the Transport Board is highly unionized. And we had also a large group who supported the opposition. And no matter what we do to bring the Transport Board out of the economic doldrums, people are not giving support. In addition to that, you find that anything which was done was inflated. For example, going back to the project now, transmissions, $23,000. Fuel injection pumps, that cost, the kits cost $100, $1,500. And those kinds of ridiculous figures.
Mr. Wiltshire claimed to have had issues with the financial controller, quality control, and that the board was split down the middle.
These things only developed in the 2017. The board was working very well. All right, from 2014, we went in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
By the last year, 2017,
mm-hmm.
sorry,
mm-hmm.
that is when everything went downhill.
But Mr. Mitchell, with all due regard, if you look at all the indices I pointed out to, they were going downhill year after year. The amount of people who were using the transport board was declining at 2 million trips per year. It happened in 1 year.
You have statistics in front of you. I don't have them. I told you I don't work at transport board.
Former chairman of the transport board, Anthony Vilcher, appearing before Parliament's Public Accounts Committee. And this has been Sagicourt's Early Business.